Missouri Net News is presented by Missouri Electric Cooperatives. Learn how to keep your family safe around electricity by going to membersfirst.coop.
I'm Jason Taylor. Missouri Governor Eric Greitens posted a second apology on social media shortly after the total number of fellow Republicans calling for his resignation climbed to 5 yesterday. The governor's Facebook page had gone dormant for 5 days after he followed up his initial statement of regret with 2 posts from his personal attorney who vigorously denied any wrongdoing. Greitens has acknowledged that he had an affair with the hairstylist in 2015, but rejects allegations he attempted blackmail. His Tuesday apology was more lengthy and personal than the first, while he once again signaled a desire to put the issue to rest and move forward. The 5 Republican lawmakers now on record asking for Greitens' resignation include State Representatives Kathy Conway, Marsha Haefner, Steve Cookson, and Nate Walker, as well as Senator Rob Schaff. 2 people have been charged in connection with the murder of a Blue Springs 18-year-old near Kansas City yesterday. Jack Price was found shot and rushed to an area hospital but later died. KNBC reports police were speaking with 2 persons of interest. 19-year-old Tristan Withers and 20-year-old Dakan Tolfree were charged with second-degree murder in the incident. Legislation to reduce hair braiding regulations has been given initial approval by the Missouri House. Brian Houseworth reports.
Under State Representative Shamed Dogan's legislation, those who braid hair for profit would not need to obtain a cosmetology license. The Baldwin Republican tells the House it takes more training in Missouri to braid hair than it does to become a police officer.
Right now in the state of Missouri, if you wish to practice as a hair braider, you have to have 1,500 hours of training to obtain a cosmetology license, which does not teach hair braiding.
The Missouri Association of Cosmetology Schools opposes the bill. One more vote is required before the bill heads to the Senate. Brian Houseworth, Missouri Net.
More details on that story and more news, sports, and weather at MissouriNet.com. A house in mid-Missouri's Boone County is destroyed in a fire. A wall and attic of the house next to a cafe north of Columbia caught fire yesterday afternoon. Investigators say it was an accident caused by an overloaded wall socket. The person who rents the house was not hurt. The Missouri Supreme Court has heard arguments over the State Conservation Department's plan to regulate the deer hunting business. The businesses claim the commission is overstepping its bounds because the deer are private resources. Representing the Conservation Department before the Supreme Court last Wednesday, attorney William Ray Price said the deer are state resources, whether they're publicly or privately owned.
When we use the term resources of the state, that's a common term referred to anything of value within the state. It didn't say owned by the state, titled in the state. It said resources of the state.
The Conservation Commission says its regulations are intended to battle the spread of a disease that kills deer. The Supreme Court is expected to hand down its decision in the case in the upcoming weeks. You're listening to Missouri Net News.